This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that yesterday, the same day that we had the extremely well-publicized and generally celebrated a verdict by a jury in Minneapolis, a jury that found unanimously no dissension on any of the charges against Derek Chauvin. He is led away in handcuffs. He will be sentenced before long. It will actually be a couple of weeks, however. That's the way the process works. One of the things that's amazing about this, amazing, is when you think about how quickly this entire process played out. And generally, and I know this because I've mentioned before, we had a good friend who was murdered. And before the perpetrator, and there was no mystery who it was, I mean, he was found with her body and the knife in his hands. And it's, in any event, it takes a long time to have serious charges processed. And the fact that Derek Chauvin was arrested, indicted, tried, and will be sentenced, he will almost surely be sentenced before the first anniversary of George Floyd's death. Now, that is a justice system that is functioning the way it's supposed to. I was trying to remember, and again, because it's relevant, there was another crime to which I was a witness, and which was the killing of Robert Kennedy in June of 1968. And my memory had been, it had been an excruciatingly long time between the time that that horrible murder happened, which changed the course of American history, that murder happened, and the time that Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian terrorist, and yes, he was, according to his own description, a Palestinian terrorist, who killed Robert Kennedy, was sentenced to death. He, by the way, was later spared by a court decision in California, reflecting their understanding of the Constitution that didn't allow the death penalty, still serving time. In any event, it was about the same level of timing in terms of the killing of the senator from New York, Robert Kennedy. Sirhan Sirhan was sentenced at the end of April of 1969, so about 10, 11 months later, which is exactly the same as happened with Derek Chauvin, which is an indication of how seriously the justice system took this crime, and that, it seems to me, is entirely appropriate, and it's somewhat encouraging. The difficulty, of course, is that while all of this is going on, there are all kinds of other experiences that people are going through and issues that are gathering public attention. And one of them involves a case in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, where a 16-year-old girl was shot by police. And the initial headlines on this that broke out yesterday and today, they read, for instance, the NPR headline, "Columbus Police Shoot and Kill Black Teenage Girl." And then there's a another headline at Axios, "Columbus Police Officer Fatally Shoots Black Teenage Girl." "Columbus Police Release Body Camera Footage of Fatal Shooting of Black Teen." "A black teenage girl is shot and killed by Columbus police. Ohio police fatally shoot black teenage girl just before Chauvin verdict." And one of the things that is, I think, very much worth pointing out is that they released a great deal of this stuff before many people had even seen or analyzed the actual video footage that was available and that they were talking about and basing the whole thing about. And the difficulty there is that when you actually see the footage, and it's horrible and it's deeply disturbing, Makia Bryant, the girl who was shot and died, was in the midst of a fight with some other girls, and she had a knife in her hand. You can see the knife. She was about to murder somebody else. And one of the points that you can make here that is unequivocal is that if the police are there, and they were there, and they don't take actions to protect this other girl who was about to be stabbed, then there would be a true indictment and guilty charges against the police officer for not having saved a black girl who was about to die at the hands of Makia Bryant. Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, at today's press briefing, was asked about this incident, and the exchange sounded like this.
Has the president been briefed on 16-year-old Makia Bryant being shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio, yesterday? It happened moments before the Chauvin verdict came out.
Yes. Such a yes, and let me just say, since you gave me the opportunity, the killing of 16-year-old Makia Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts black and Latino people in communities, and that black women and girls, like black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence. We also know that there are particular vulnerabilities that children in foster care like Makia face. And her death came, as you noted, just as America was hopeful of a step forward after the traumatic and exhausting trial of Derek Chauvin and the verdict that was reached.
Okay, this is outrageous, and the White House really needs to do better. Because the question would be, again, with all of this going on, what are the police supposed to do? They've been called to the scene, there's a struggle going on, and literally, you can see Makia Bryant, who is a large girl, with a knife in her hand. The knife is unmistakable. And she is obviously conscious of the presence of the police, their arrival on the scene. And she was in the process of trying to stab somebody else. And the police department released that body cam footage of the incident immediately, without any pressure, precisely because it shows the cop was fully justified in the shooting. And yet, I'm sure, going to be going through a whole process here. Valerie Jarrett, the former White House aide to President Obama, reacted to the incident on Twitter. And along with the hashtag Black Lives Matter, of course, she said a black teenage girl named Makia Bryant was killed because a police officer immediately decided to shoot her multiple times in order to break up a knife fight, demand accountability, fight for justice. The interesting thing here is, just do a thought experiment. Imagine if in this situation where there is a knife fight going on, and it is a fight that Makia Bryant appears to be winning. Imagine if she weren't black. Say if she was white. Would we ever hear anything about this? That wouldn't fit the narrative. And when Jen Psaki says, we know the statistics show that black people and people of color are more likely to deal with violence at the hands of police, not as a percentage of the number of times they are stopped. You see, the difficulty here is, it's, first of all, it's a smaller absolute number than the white people who are killed at the hands of police. But second, I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I guess we gave out our tweet of the day too early. Can we have a second tweet of the day, do you think? What do you think, Greg? Do you think we can do that? Yeah, it is. Okay. We won't do a tweet of the day here, but it... There's a this tweet has gotten a lot of circulation, a lot of discussion. It has to do with the Micaiah Bryant death. And, of course, any time someone is killed, particularly someone of a very young age, she's only 16 years old. And the difficulty with this is that the whole thing was, in fact, captured on a video camera, and the officer, and it should be investigated. Well, there's more. There's basically a death threat from a very big celebrity against the officer, it seems like. But we will get to that in a moment. That was also a tweet. The first tweet is from a BLM activist named Bree Newsom. And concerning the police shooting in Columbus, Ohio, where a police officer shot Micaiah Bryant, and she died. She was in the process, and you can see it in the video. She had a knife in her hand, and she was in the midst of a furious fight, and was in a very excellent potential position to kill the other person in the fight, who was also female. But in any event, BLM activist Bree Newsom tweets out in reference to this shooting, teenagers have been having fights, including fights involving knives, for eons. We do not need police to address these situations. By showing up to the scene and using a weapon against one of the teenagers, y'all need help. I mean that sincerely. Now, I wonder if the parents of the other girl who was about to be knifed would agree with that. We don't need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene. What are you supposed to do if you're attacked by some knife-wielding teenager? Because the fact that she's 16 doesn't make it impossible that she herself could commit murder. Now, I mentioned a celebrity with a apparent death threat. They have a picture of the officer who was involved in this shooting, and I'm sure he will be suspended and investigated, and the whole process will go through. It's not the thing that any officer wants to do. It's nothing. They have a picture of the officer on the scene. I don't know if it is a genuine picture. It looks like it could be. And this was tweeted out by somebody named LeBron James. It's his verified account. It's the real King James. And he just has two words that he adds there with a little symbol of an hourglass with the sand going down the hourglass. And it says, "You're next." And then hashtag accountability. Now, when you just look at it, it looks like a threat. Now, obviously, what he means is you're next. You're going to be the next Derek Chauvin. I don't think that is the case. I don't think this case has the same particulars to it. Despite the fact that someone who's identified as Micaiah's mother, who it may be her foster mother, but in any event, she spoke to the press and said this.
Micaiah was named after a male prophet in the Bible. She was a very loving, peaceful little girl. She was 16 years old. She was an honor roll student. And Micaiah had a motherly nature about her. She promoted peace. And that's something that I want to always be remembered.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure we'll find out more. The aunt, someone identified as her aunt, also had this to add.
You ain't gonna have my niece go out like that. You ain't gonna have her go out like that. Either you report the truth or don't report nothing. Okay? She was the good kid. She was loving. Yeah, she had issues. But that's okay. All of us go through.
She's a child.
You know what? She was 15 motherfucking years old. She deserved to die like a dog on the street.
Okay. The difficulty with all of this is that everything is racialized. Everything. And I spoke about this yesterday the one thing that was most striking about the prosecution in the Derek Chauvin case, the very successful prosecution, it was very well handled, was that they made no attempt to racialize it. They made no attempt to say, well, this is part of a national plague of violence against innocent and unarmed people of color, that this is part of a general breakdown in policing. In fact, they very effectively and appropriately called up police spokesmen, not just from Minneapolis, including the police chief in Minneapolis, but police officers from all across the country, who testified that Derek Chauvin did not live up to standards of general policing. And how is it that he was convicted on all three charges? There's some helpful background here on what you needed to convict him on each of the three charges. And he was found guilty of number one, causing the death of a human being without intent while committing or attempting to commit an assault. That's the second degree murder charge. Did he cause the death of a human being? Definitely. Did he do that while he was assaulting or attempting to assault George Floyd? Well, that's what the jury decided. The second charge, unintentionally causing a death by committing an act that is eminently dangerous to other persons while exhibiting a depraved mind with reckless disregard for human life. That's third-degree murder. And then guilty, there has never really been any doubt that he would be held guilty on this charge, which is the charge of manslaughter, second degree, which is creating an unreasonable risk by consciously taking the chance of causing death or great bodily harm to someone else. A neither murder charge required the jury to find that Mr. Chauvin intended to kill Mr. Floyd, nor did the manslaughter charge. In streamlining the language a bit, and this is the New York Times writing, committing an assault and committing an act that is eminently dangerous to other persons and creating an unreasonable risk can all go together. In fact, eminently dangerous is a synonym for unreasonably risky, and both coexist easily with committing an assault. That's the basis for the guilty verdict yesterday. What about racializing simple voting rules? That's the subject of Jim Crow 2021, as it's called. We'll get to that coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is not a fan of President Biden's over $1.5 trillion sweeping infrastructure bill.
They've assembled a patchwork of left-wing social engineering programs and want to label it infrastructure.
McConnell saying very little of the plan would actually go toward improving highways and bridges. President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations administered tomorrow. Biden saying the work to get everyone vaccinated is not over.
as of Monday, in my direction, everyone over the age of 16 will be eligible to get vaccinated.
Biden also announcing that tax credits will be available to businesses that provide paid time off for people to get COVID-19 shots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, they held a hearing yesterday in the Senate of the United States, and a hearing that was named by the chairman of the panel, who's Dick Durbin of Illinois. He gave it the following designation. The title of the hearing was Jim Crow 2021, full colon, the latest assault on the right to vote. I'm sorry, it's too serious to laugh about. But the New York Times, with sort of massive understatement, says Republicans call that historically inaccurate. Well, yes, it's historically inaccurate. It was outrageous. How are you supposed to participate in a hearing where the title of the hearing is Jim Crow 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote? Yeah, I'm in favor of the assault on the right to vote. I'm in favor of Jim Crow. Well, I'll tell you someone who's not is Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican of Iowa, who spoke out against the title of that hearing, and it's very appropriate what he had to say. This is Senator Grassley, the immediate former President pro tem of the Senate. Listen.
I object to the title of this hearing. Like others on this committee, I'm a fan of history. I try to learn from it. I don't use it to insult my opponents. As I said, the title of this hearing is offensive, and as a student of history, this title diminishes the very real challenges and unfairness that minorities endured in the Jim Crow South at the hands of Southern Democrats. The right to vote should not be political.
Okay, he's entirely correct on that. And then he adds this. This is Senator Grassley of Iowa. Listen.
basic claims of voter suppression are just as corrosive to our democracy as baseless claims of voter fraud. And we heard too much about that from last November. We should all be committed to making elections accessible and secure to maintain the confidence of the voters. And when I hear about voter suppression and the loser in this election won by more, lost by more, with more votes than anybody loser ever in the history of the country got, and the winner won by more than any winner in the history of elections, and you're telling me about voter suppression, the way people turn out, give me a break.
Okay, Senator Grassley, who's in his late 80s, have made a little bit of a stumble there trying to express himself. What he said is right, is that the loser in the election, Donald J. Trump, got 74 million votes, not 75, not 76. He got 74 million votes, which is more than any other loser in the history of American elections. And Joe Biden, with his 81 million votes, got more votes than any winner in the history of American elections. Joe Biden won decisively, and he won clearly, and I'm very glad that Chuck Grassley acknowledged that. And he said that as annoyed as Democrats must be at this point, and we know they are, by the stupid insistence of extremists like Lynn Wood. We played his clip yesterday claiming that, oh, yeah, yeah, President Trump won the election. He won the election big. There was voter fraud, massive voter fraud. There wasn't. It's been investigated. It's been investigated by Republican bodies, by Democratic bodies. The election was a huge success. In the midst of a pandemic, Americans participated as never before. And so talking about voter suppression, where even they had an election up in Wisconsin, and it was a judicial election, I believe it was. But they broke records. And this is this year, 2021 already. People are engaged in our politics. They think it's important. And running it down, running down the political system, saying this election is rigged, it certainly didn't work for Donald Trump. And it's not going to work for Stacey Abrams. It simply will not. They point out Republicans called the comparison to Jim Crow historically inaccurate and accused Democrats, including President Biden, of cheapening the stain of violent racial oppression by comparing it to voting laws of today. Burgess Owens, the Republican of Utah, who of course is black, has been a guest on this show several times, says it's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asks people to show their ID. And by the way, you know who said in these hearings that she had no opposition to voter ID? She was actually inclined to support it? Stacey Abrams. She wasn't clear whether she opposed that. She said, I support the idea of voter ID. So what is the big deal to claim that voter ID is somehow racist? Here is Congressman Burgess Owens, Republican of Utah. Listen.
True racism is this. It's projection of the Democratic Party on my proud race. It's called the soft bigotry of low expectation. President Biden said of the Georgia law, this is Jim Crow on steroids. With all due respect, Mr. President, you know better. It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asks that people show their ID. This is the type of fear-mongering I expect in the 1960s, not today.
Okay, and good for him. Also, one of the most effective witnesses in this hearing was Jan Jones, who's the Republican Speaker pro tem of the Georgia Legislature House. And she mounted an energetic defense of the state's new election law, saying that Republicans were merely making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. She said a provision barring third-party groups from providing food and water to voters waiting in line to cast their ballots was not a draconian tactic to suppress turnout, but an attempt to stop activists and candidates from using food and other goodies to sway voters. And it's only within 150 feet of the polls. In other words, if you want to set up a block away or something of that nature and have a table where you can give out food and information, you can do that. But there are limits to campaigning at polling places. This has been the case in American life for a very, very long time. Look, this entire thing is outrageous. And the continued outrage is finding some kind of racial or racist motivation in absolutely everything. As I mentioned, the great success in the Derek Chauvin trial was that the prosecutors themselves did not claim that this was a race-based crime because there's no evidence of it. There's no evidence of it. But what there is evidence of is that we do better as a country if we can actually focus on making things better for the citizens without the blinding obsession where everything has to do with what is called systemic racism. There's some very good news, and unexpectedly good news, about home ownership, and particularly home ownership not just amount, among Americans in general, that's good news enough, but particularly in communities of color. Given the fact that we're told that we are living under systemic racism, this is supposed to not be happening. Well, it is. And you would be shocked. What percentage of Americans do you think live in a home that we own personally? Now, think about it. What percent? You will be amazed, and also about progress for communities of color. Coming right up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that has gotten very little attention, and I wanted to call it to your attention, I've said before that as much as possible, I'd love to feature some good news about America at a time when a lot of people, particularly people who are frustrated by some of the excesses of the Biden administration, may be looking for some good news. And this is undoubtedly good news. It's from the business pages in the Wall Street Journal, and they report that the number of Hispanic homeowner households rose by more than 700,000 to nearly 9 million in 2020, according to Census Bureau data. Those gains marked the biggest one-year increase in data on Hispanic home ownership going back two decades. This is pretty remarkable. What percentage of Latinos would you guess are actually now own their own homes, live in a home that they own? It's 49%. Now, again, is that everybody? No, but I think that most people, if you're looking at an indication of a middle class status or above, home ownership would be one of the particulars, because the chances are, particularly given the real estate market recently, if you're a homeowner, if you own the home in which you are living, then the chances are you have some equity in it. Because even if you owe a lot of money to the bank, given the fact that real estate values have gone up so dramatically recently, whatever you owe to the bank, your home is worth more than that. That was the basic problem. We had run up real estate values during the time of the Great Recession, and a lot of people couldn't cover their loans, and their houses weren't worth enough even on foreclosure. In any event, the Hispanic homeownership rate has gone up to 49%, and that's up from 47% in 2019, and it's the highest level since the mid-2000s housing boom, before the recession, of course. And black homeownership. A black homeownership rate also rose last year, and it rose to 45.3%. So just slightly below that for American Hispanics. White home ownership was higher, And part of that is because a much larger number of white people grew up in homes that were owned, and in some cases they're transferred from one generation to another. In any event, white home ownership is 74%. And generally, in America at large, it's close to 65% of everybody who lives in this country. Whites and Asians are both above 50%. And blacks and Hispanics both just below 50%. Hispanics very barely below. But what all of that indicates is when people say the American dream is dead, home ownership, owning your own place, having your own place, and actually have, this is illustrated by a very smiling Latino family, husband, wife, little girl. And they apparently have planted some trees alongside their house, which is, again, part of the American dream. I think that's worth looking at. And when we get black and Hispanic homeownership up well above 50%, this was an idea of Jack Kemp, how we miss him. Was a great congressman from upstate New York. He was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for President Reagan. And one thing that Jack Kemp always talked about was when you're looking for the virtues of citizenship, for taking care of your place, for building, for saving, for planning for the future, home ownership is really helpful. That's why one of the key things that Abraham Lincoln did for the country, in the midst of saving the country from slavery and civil war, Abraham Lincoln pushed through Congress the Homestead Act, which had to do with empty, unoccupied government property out in the far west, but not always in the far west, in different parts of the country. And if somebody would go ahead and claim a homestead and build a farm there and plant the soil and build a home for yourself and make a future for yourself, well, then that made accessible to literally millions of people the American dream. But there are not a lot of people. Oh, well, that's good news. See, but more good news. Greg just sent me a message, which is that LeBron James, who I mentioned, who had tweeted out, maybe he's been listening to our show because he just did it. He just deleted his tweet that showed the officer in Ohio who saved a teen's life. That's what he did. And I believe that teen was also black. The officer in Ohio saved that teen's life by shooting her attacker. And LeBron James had sent out a tweet that said, "You're next," with a little hourglass running down, and then hashtag accountability. And he had sent out that tweet, now deleted. That seems to me a very promising sign. Not so promising, some of the comments by demonstrators, who I guess may have been speaking a little bit out of disappointment, because the riots that a lot of people had feared, some had expected, well, they couldn't really unfold with the general satisfaction with the jury having done a fair, unimpeachable job. But here was one of the demonstrators who were hanging around Minneapolis getting ready to make some trouble. This woman, clip 6A, spoke to the media and indicated something less than satisfaction with the results in the courtroom. Listen.
We're never going to be satisfied. Black Lives Matter isn't a trend, it's a movement. Black Lives Matter forever, okay? So we're not going to stop just because we got one conviction. We're happy with the conviction, but we're going to keep going. We're going to go for Dante Wright, for Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and so many unnamed faces out there. That is just going, so many, this is a black genocide. We're out here for more people, not just this one. This is more than one case. We're not satisfied.
This is a black genocide, she said. We talked about the statistics. Opioid overdoses, over 7,000 deaths. last year, and unarmed people killed in encounters with police, less than 20 deaths last year. You can do the math, which is a genocide, if any. Then there's a woman on a megaphone speaking to a large, very eager crowd, praising the people who previously had burned down the Minneapolis police precinct station last summer. Listen.
Terry Chauvin's police department burned to the ground. So we have to remember those people are still facing charges for arson. We have to remember them who just set us on the map once again, because that was epic.
That was epic, and those people are still facing charges for arson. Is she suggesting that people who did burn down a police station should not be punished or prosecuted? Again, there is a spirit of craziness, confrontation, going forward in the country. And all I can hope for is that with the sentencing coming up, and he probably will not get 40 years. That is because this is a first offense. He has no previous criminal record. Though the implication is that there will be an attempt to make this an unusually stiff sentence, which is entirely legal. And I think it's fascinating that the defense team for Officer Chauvin left it in the hands of the judge, Judge Peter Cahill. We'll be hearing more about that in the weeks ahead. We'll go over a little bit about what the sentencing details are. We'll also be speaking about a new lesson plan in Philadelphia that is supposed to teach kids about Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. And the systemic racism theme. Does that really help this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.